Good morning, Boker Tov, everyone. Welcome to 10 Minutes of Meaning. Feel free to help yourselves to some coffee and donuts. Big thank you to our sponsor, the 10 Minutes of Meaning series for the year, Jeffrey Gelb, in memory of Meshulam and David Shendel, Baz David Avner ben Avram HaKohen. We are in Mesilas Yesharim, the great work of the Ramchal. Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto is giving us the formula to try to live and be our best selves, to live and be our best lives. We've gone through how to live with mindfulness, how to live with alacrity and zeal, how to purge from ourselves the instinct and intuition to do the wrong things, how to strive for purity and for holiness. And now we're learning about chassidus, how to be a chassid, to be pious, to be righteous. To be a true chassid is nothing about the external. It's not about what we wear. To be a chassid is how we behave, who we are and what we do. The Ramchal's definition of to be a chassid means to not be satisfied with good, but to strive for great. To not get away with the bare minimum, but to try to do more. To not be a minimalist, what's the least I can do, but to be a maximalist. How can I be the most enthusiastic, the most energetic, the most passionate, the most vigilant, the most scrupulous in all that I do in many arenas and aspects? He's been dividing between Ava and Yira. How do I achieve chassidus? How do I strive for greatness, not just good, but great in the world of loving Hashem and in Yira? In living in awe of Hashem. He's distinguished between two types of yira. There's a yira sa'onesh, fear of punishment. If we do the wrong things, we're held accountable. There's a consequence to our behavior. And there's yira sa'romimus, the notion that God is amazing, He's awesome, He's great. And I recoil with a sense of awe to be in His presence. U'b'chlala yira od. So we spoke about expressing this yira in Shabbos, that Shabbos is not a day that we can't wait to end, it's a day we can't wait to begin. And now we move on to the world of Kavod HaTorah V'Lamdeha. One of the ways we express, exhibit, being a chassid is in our attitude towards Torah. Kavod HaTorah V'Lamdeha. Our attitude towards the significance of Torah and honoring those who learn it. We learn the Mishnah Novos teaches in the fourth parak, whoever honors the Torah is himself honored by other people. Torah is our life. It's our life source, our life force. In this week's parasha, we learn they went 3 days without water. Chazal teach us water, of course, a person needs to stay hydrated in order to be healthy and to live. Water we need. But really what we need even more, or what we need in the spiritual realm, is we can't go 3 days without Torah. That's why it was instituted to lane on Monday and Thursday, because we simply cannot exist. We cannot survive. We cannot live if we go 3 days without Torah. You need Torah. Torah is the air that we breathe. It was mentioned by the person leaving right now that today is Yud Shvat. Today is Yud Shvat, honoring the Rebbe and his rise and his contributions. The Alter Rebbe writes beautifully about Torah. The Baal HaTanya writes that mitzvos are the levush of the nefesh. The soul, the garment of the soul, like a human being, like the guf, like the body needs a garment. Garment protects us from the elements. And a garment is a uniform that identifies us. The garment of the soul are the mitzvahs that we do. They identify us, they are our uniform, and they protect us. They enable us to interact with the elements. The garment of the soul are the mitzvahs. The Baal HaTanya writes, garments, they wear out. Garments grow old. Garments, fashion trends change. Garments are not intrinsically, inherently part of who you are. So the Baal HaTanya writes, while the mitzvahs are the garments of the soul, Torah is the nourishment, the nutrients. Torah is the food and the drink of the soul. Drink and food, you imbibe, you eat, you absorb. You are what you eat. They literally become part of who you are. Torah is the very sustenance. Torah sustains us. Torah nourishes us. We can't live without Torah. Torah is our very existence. Every single day, we should not be able to go to sleep at night without learning Torah. You know, I've said before, person comes in late at night. You ever had a trip, you came in and out the same day, or you had an incredibly hectic day, and your day doesn't end till late at night. 10, 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, finally. But you're starving. You haven't had dinner. So you're about to go collapse in bed. You're about to go sleep, pass out for the night. And yet, because you have this appetite, this hunger, these rumblings in your stomach, you stop to eat something on the way to bed, because you simply can't imagine going to sleep without eating. You're hungry from not having eaten the whole day. So no matter how late at night, no matter how exhausted, person hasn't learned that day, you cannot go to sleep without learning Torah. You cannot go to sleep without learning a little something. You have to nourish yourself. those same hunger pangs, that same appetite, that same yearning and striving, the same rumblings, not in your stomach, but in your soul. Jew can't go 3 days without Torah. You shouldn't be able to go 1 day without Torah. So one of the ways that we exhibit being a chassid, one of the ways that we show that we are pious and that we strive for great, not just for good, please help yourselves to coffee. Coffee has arrived. Coffee and donuts. Is our attitude to Torah? Is our attitude to Torah? V'amr zachron levracham Rabbi Yochanan, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuvbeis says, Ne'mah zocha achav v'malchus esrim shtayim shana. Why was Achav privileged to reign? Why was he the king for 22 years? L'fisha kibed is ha-Torah shenitna b'esrim shtayim osios. The number 22 is not a coincidence. He was king, he reigned for 22 years because he honored the Torah that is made up, that's written of the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, of the Aleph Beis. There are people who rise to greatness, positions of leadership or power, and they give lip service to Torah. They try to display that they love Torah, but they don't really honor Torah. They're trying to impose on Torah their own thoughts, their own ideas, their own power, their own rule. And there are others who say, no matter what level of distinction I have, it's Torah that informs, it's Torah that inspires. Torah is the authority. If it doesn't pass the Torah test, I don't do it. So Achav was honored with 22 years of reign because kibed es haTorah, he honored the Torah. Shenemar vishlach malachim al Achav, he sent messengers to Achav. Ayakom machmar enachi asim biyadav lakachu. Pasuk says, the total delight of your eyes, let them place in their hands. Vayomer lamalachi ben adar, amr l'aduni hamelach, kol asher shalachta l'avdecha rishon ha'aseh adar zeh l'ochal asos. My machmar einecha, lav sefer Torah. What is meant by the delight of your eyes? What is your craving, your yearning? What is it that you want? The latest car, the newest iPhone, the bigger house, the nicest clothing? What is it that you want? What is machmar einecha? You see that hunger in your eyes. What is it for? What do you crave? What do you want? What do you aspire? Lav sefer Torah? It's Torah. Torah. Torah is our life. Gemara Brachos Yerches tells us if a person has to travel and you're taking Torah with you. So don't put Torah in a sack and put it on the donkey. Don't sit on top of it and use it as a cushion or a saddle. But instead you put it on your lap. You're not allowed to sit on a bed or table that the Torah is on. Those learning the Daf Yomi, just learn the Gemara, the hierarchy. Chumash, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, what goes on top of what, how you honor, and so on. V'chein Amru, Gemara Erevin, Ein Zorkin Kisvei Kadosh, Afil Alachas V'Agados. You can't throw away sacred writings, not even Alachas or Agados. You know, sometimes you're in Shul or a Beis Medrash, and you see someone, they look disturbed, all of a sudden something's bothering them. They make their way across the room. What was bothering them? They noticed the sitter was upside down. They noticed the sefer was in the shelf backwards. They noticed that the sitter was on top of the Chumash. The person couldn't concentrate. They couldn't daven. They're bothered. That's Kavara Torah. That's Kavara Torah. It could be mixed in with a little OCD, but normally, hopefully healthy, it's Kavara Torah. The person is bothered because they say, I love Torah. If my great-grandfather's diary were on the floor, were upside down, if the picture album that I inherited, that is the one, would I not be mechabe? Would I not love it? Would I not show it affection? Would I not care for it? Would I not protect it? So Torah is not only the way we learn, it's the Kavod HaTorah, it's the honor of Torah that we exhibit. Asr Megillah, Lahaniach Nevim Ksimah Gabe Chumashim, as we just mentioned. Eilu Torah Shasr Chamzakon Avrachu Adas Yerol, the Chassid, Yesh Lo Lumod Me'ilu Lahosef Aleim Kahena V'Kahena L'Chvot Shem Hashem Elokav. The Chassid, the righteous, the pious one, Torah is our heritage. Torah is our love. We protect it. We honor it. We promote it. Torah is not something we have a casual attitude towards. Torah is not for other people to learn or other people to protect or other people to transmit or to carry on. Torah is. It is. It's what keeps us. Kem chayenu. It's the air that we breathe. It's the nourishment, the nutrient that gives us life. You can't go 3 days. You can't go 1 day without learning Torah, living Torah, without wanting to be inspired and informed by Torah. V'chlauze, we end with this. Anikam v'tara tzrich l'divrei Torah. And on top of this, what is reflective of the attitude we have? Are we casual or do we have kavod? Is the sense of cleanliness and purity we have? That if we're in a place that there's an odor, if we're in a place that is a place that's not clean, if we're in a place that's not honorable, if we are in a state of casual dress, that's not honoring Torah. I think Rav Yashav used to put on his jacket to do Shnai Mikra Vechatargum. It's Kavod HaTorah. People get dressed up to go Lahavdil, be in the presence of someone of a position of power, celebrity, a big business meeting. Some get dressed to go daven. At least they understand there. We're standing before Hashem. Others, before they'd open a sefer and learn and engage Torah itself. Torah, you're not casual. Torah, you're not comfortable. The posture we take and the clothing that we wear and the language that we use and the seriousness that we show it. All this, Ramchal says, are the behaviors of the chassid. Chassid is not external. It's not how you dress. A chassid is how we live. It's the attitude that we show. It's the enthusiasm that we exhibit. It's the priorities that we communicate. It's about going above and beyond, not satisfied, not settling with good enough. We continue 15 minutes with Living with Emunah. Tonight we go behind the bima with Bob Diener. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy.